Good afternoon, everyone. This is Woody Collins, and this is another day of talking about the Congo. And today we have an interesting subject of your inspiration, and that is one of the rules that's necessary for success with social businesses. You have to have an inspiration. Something bigger than yourself. And so we'll be talking about that. As I said, this is some of the 10 rules that Evan Carmichael has summarized from the speeches of Dr. Eunice throughout the last 10 years or more, as what has been gleaned as his rules of success. So let's go ahead and get started. One of the things that I have pointed out is that you have to have a motivation to solve a problem, and that motivation has to be something that drives you to solve a problem. For me, I have been working in the Congo for about a little over 20 years. I first went to the Congo in 1998. Before that time, I had worked on the Congo kind of intermittently when we had some visitors coming for 1 year before that. So that did not really influence me that much, but I think by being a church organization, that was what really influenced me. Is number one, being a Christian, and I think we have the possibility that you'll be introduced to poverty and also given the mission that we have to do something about it. That's one of our life purposes for dealing with poverty is trying to make it better for somebody else. Also, I grew up in a missionary Baptist church, which therefore, every time that we thought about church, you thought about missionary because that was part of the name. I did not see a lot of missionary stuff going on, but it was there. And I probably say I just did not recognize it because they were doing things both in the United States primarily, but they also had that view of the wider world of Africa, Asia, and so forth. So there was mission abroad. And then once I went to the Presbyterian Church, it became really a center part of life. Of being in the church, and it was something that you kind of live with week to week, day in and day out. And that kind of formed the basis. And because I said earlier, if you don't have a motivation to solve a problem for the poor, you're going to get lost in the weeds and potentially which you could turn against you, and you can become more of a problem, hindrance than you are actually helping people. Finally, one of the things that I realized early on that I was African American, and so therefore there's always been that thing we also always wanted to think about is you, if you have made any level of success, you needed to give back to the community. And in this case, not only your local community, but your greater community overseas, being Africa. And also, you're reaching back. That's another term is you reach. Reaching back to help somebody that was not as fortunate as you, because as a lot of people have said that being where you were born is like winning the lottery. If you were born in a developed country, you won the lottery. Therefore, a lot of things that you would not have to overcome, what you would automatically be entitled to, an education, a health situation, and things like that. So therefore, being born in the United States, or being born in Europe, that also gives you privilege that you need to really think about looking back and giving back and also reaching back. So all of it is looking at the condition of the people that you want to serve and thing. Then finally, even up until this day, I found out through doing some DNA analysis that my heritage is primarily in the Congolese community, the Bantu tribes and stuff like that. And so therefore it has even given me a bigger emphasis and a bigger motivation that whether how many generations back, those are really my brothers and sisters. Even though we say that in the religious community that we consider everybody a brother and sister, but when you look at your DNA and you look that you can see that it's part of your heritage, then you really think and you really know that no matter which way you cut it, they are your brothers and sisters. So I agree with Dr. Eunice that then that there you have to have an inspiration to give back to your community. And that's what he did was he was an educated person, and he went out to teach at the university, and he saw the suffering of the people there, and he decided to do something. He could have just kind of like said, "Okay, I'm here. I'm going to be teaching, but I'm going to, complete my teaching here and maybe get a job someplace else." But he's made it his lifelong dream to help the lesser people in the community, the poor people in Bangladesh, and primarily in the rural areas, to give them a way to succeed also. So the bottom line is you have to have something above yourself, beyond yourself, that you are interested in, and that's guiding you to do the things that you want to do, you're trying to do for the poor in a social business. You're trying to solve a problem, but you got to have a higher purpose, and that purpose is given to you in some type of inspiration or something like that. So I like to kind of conclude and say thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. And thank you all for giving me the opportunity to expound upon another rule of success for social business. And as I said, we're going to be starting a social business in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, out in the village with a farm. And we hope to use these rules of success so that we can have a successful project. Thank you all very much for stopping by today. And as always, let's get this pandemic under control.